This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome back to Hillsboro High School. We're just getting the starting lineups underway for the Staunton Bulldogs of Coach Ty Locks. They come in with an 0-2 record this season. They'll start a 5'7 junior, Sam Vest, a 5'11 junior, Caden Sylvester, a 5'10 freshman, Cole Sternickel, a 6'6 senior, Jacob Futrell, and a 6'3 senior, Frank Goss. So it will be Best, Sylvester, Sternickel, Futrell, and Goss. Starting for the Staunton Bulldogs of Coach Ty Locks. As we said, they are 0-2, suffering a 49-26 loss against Nokomis last Saturday, and then a 49-37 loss at Bunker Hill on Wednesday. For the Hillsboro Hilltoppers of Coach Joe Vanzo, they are 3-0 coming into this game. The first time they have started a season 3-0 in 20 years since the 2000-2001 season. Starting for the Hilltoppers will be a 5'9 sophomore, Will Christensen, a 6'2 senior, a 6'3 senior, Jace Teakin, a 6'2 junior, Drake Vogel, a 6'3 junior, Gavin Matush, and a 6'1 sophomore, Blaze Helton. So it'll be Christian and Teakin, Vogel, Matush, and Helton starting for the Hilltoppers of Coach Vanzo, as Coach Joe Vanzo has his troops out to an outstanding 3-0 record, looking for win number 4 here tonight. They had a 51-50 victory over Greenville, and a 72-60 victory over Vandalia, as well as a 65-56 win over Rochester. The visiting team gets the ball first, and they'll come down and immediately turn the ball over. And so the Hilltoppers will take it back into the corner. It is Vogel. He'll drive baseline. His shot goes up and is no good. However, the Toppers get the rebound, so they'll go back and reset. Teakin setting up on the point. He'll give the ball off to Vogel. Vogel goes inside to Matush. Oh, nice baseline cut. Shot will not go, however, for Gavin Matush, as the baseline cut on the left side was excellent. The pass was excellent. The ball just rolled off the rim. The Bulldogs come back the other way. Best with the ball, giving it off to Sylvester. Sylvester picks his dribble up near the midcourt line, gets it off to Best. Teakin almost stole it. Best, however, recovers. Goes over on the right wing, stops and pops, comes up short. Teakin comes away with the rebound. Back the other way quickly. Matush to the hole, up and good. On the left side, the 6'3 junior, Gavin Matush, draws first blood tonight. 2-0, Toppers on top. Over on the wing it goes to Goss. He's right down here in front of us, as he'll dribble back up top now. And a timeout going to be called by Staunton at the 6:38 mark. As they take a break, we'll take a break too. You're listening to WSMI. Want to remind you, we have a busy Saturday coming your way. It'll start off with Spotlight on Sports at 7:30 in the morning on WSMI FM 106.1. WSMI Sports Saturday comes your way at 9:03 on WSMI FM 106. We'll have some boys high school basketball for you tomorrow. North Mac at Southwestern, live coverage at 4:30 on WSMI FM 106 and WSMIRadio.com. Following the timeout, the Bulldogs will inbound up top to Goss for a long three. Comes up short. Vogel comes away with the rebound. Quickly, he'll go behind his back down the lane. Now he'll pull it out. Gives it off to Teakin over in the corner. Skip pass all the way over to the other side, as he'll give it off to Christian. Christian back over to Teakin for the corner jumper. It won't go. Matush with the rebound. It's up, and it's good. Matush showing he's playing big for his size as he comes up with the bucket. And the Bulldogs want a quick timeout as well. As they take another break, we'll take one as well. You're listening to WSMI. The Toppers have gotten off to a quick start, and they own an early 4-0 lead. Our officials tonight, Mark Trofancic and Stephen Fouch, as well as Louis Lang. They did the JV game, which saw Hillsboro defeat Staunton 44-42 in overtime in a very well-played junior varsity game. Now the varsity boys on the floor. 6 minutes to go. First quarter, 4-0 Hilltoppers. Steal by Vogel. He'll go coast to coast, lay it off the glass, and get two. Drake Vogel makes it 6-0 for the Toppers as another turnover by the Bulldogs, their second of the evening. Now back the other way, it will be Sylvester with the ball. He'll dribble across the top of the circle, picks up his dribble, didn't know who to give it to. Now he'll dish it off to Futrell. Futrell picks up his dribble and gives it off on the wing to Sternickel. Sternickel dribbling down the lane, gives off, back out top to Best. Now to Sternickel for three. Nope, this one wedged in between the rim and the backboard and drops down. Back the other way, Christian gets the ball to Vogel. Vogel goes baseline. Baseline reverse layup will not go. Fighting for the rebound. There's going to be four hands on it. They go to the floor. It's going to be a jump ball. Since Staunton got the ball to start the game, it will be Topper's ball. Coming into the lineup, Luke DeWitt for the Bulldogs, as Cole Sternickel will have a seat. Christian to inbound. He gets it into Matush. It goes off his foot. No, they're going to say it went off the Bulldogs' foot. They're going to say it went off of Sylvester, and Sylvester is pleading his case. Now the officials are getting together to talk it over, and they're going to leave it with Hillsboro ball. So he pleaded the case, but to no avail. Toppers inbound, leading 6-0. To the corner, Vogel for three. Bottom of the net. Drake Vogel with a two and a three. Give him five. Give the Toppers a 9-0 lead. 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Skip pass went right past the first receiver, went to the second receiver. Sylvester on the elbow, up and rolls off, will not go. Skying for the rebound there was Blaze Helton. He'll dish it off to Teakin. Back to Helton it goes. Now to Christian. Christian dribbles over the top, gives it to Teakin in the corner. He'll come up top, gives the ball off on the wing, looking inside for Matush. It'll go out of bounds. First turnover of the game on the Toppers. So the Toppers have one turnover, and the Bulldogs have two, and we'll take our mask break required by the state at dead ball time inside the 5 minute mark at each quarter. And so as they take a break to catch their breath, we'll take a break as well. You're listening to Jen Graham, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker up here on the stage. Accompanying me, the cheerleaders are all spread out as they are 6 feet apart here around the bleachers or on the stage here on the east side. Interesting, as they had the mask timeout, the players stepped out onto the floor, each of them staying 6 feet apart, so they had their social distancing. Got a chance to pull that mask and get a little bit of fresh air, catch their breath, and now we'll return to action. 4:30 to go, first quarter, 9-0 Toppers. Bulldogs with the ball. Picking up his dribble over there is Luke DeWitt. Gives the ball off to Best. Best now dishes off to Sylvester. Sylvester looking in the corner. Teakin almost had a steal. Instead, Best gets it. His shot will not go. Rebounds up. Reverse layup. And it's good. Jacob Futrell gets the Bulldogs on the board. Their first 2 points of the ball game as we hit the halfway mark of quarter number one. Christian had the ball poked away, but there to save the day was Blaze Helton. Oh, Helton finds a wide open Matush to the basket, and it's good. Give Matush the points, but give Helton an outstanding assist, as that was a great pass leading him right down the lane on the right side. Matush has six. It's 11-2, Toppers. Over on the wing, Sylvester with the ball, gives it off to Goss. Goss at the free throw line extended on the right side, tries to force the ball inside, getting it off to DeWitt. DeWitt's turnaround jumper, no good. Matush comes away with the rebound once again. Off to Teakin. Teakin loses control of the ball. They're going to say it was knocked out of his hands. And once again, Best for the Bulldogs is contending that the ball went off of the Toppers' legs, but it's not going to go that way. Twice the Bulldogs have thought they had defensive effort. They got a turnover. Twice they were denied it. Christian's going to inbounds. He'll get the ball into Teakin on the baseline. Teakin almost stepped out of bounds. Gets the ball back to Christian. Christian will dribble back up as we hit the 3:20 mark. 11-2, Toppers with the lead and the ball. Christian setting up against that 1-2-2 zone defense. Gets the ball inside to Helton, and Helton gives the ball off on the wing. And it's up, and it's good by Blaze Helton. Give him his first 2 points of the ball game. And the ball goes back over to Staunton, trailing now 13-2. And they'll dribble the ball off their leg and out of bounds. So Staunton already with three turnovers here in the first quarter. We played just a shade over 5 minutes. Back the other way. It'll be topper ball as Helton gets the ball over on the wing to Tegan. Tegan holds the ball as they'll set the offense. Into the corner, it'll go to Matouche. Matouche thought about the shot, and then he'll give it off to Helton. Back out to Vogel for three. Rims out this time, fighting for the rebound. Matouche almost had it, but as he dribbled it, it went out of bounds. So the ball will go over to the Bulldogs. They trail 13-2 with 2:32 to go here in the first quarter. Vest bringing the ball down the floor as the Toppers playing a man-to-man defense. Off it goes to Sylvester. Sylvester back to Vest. Vest in the far corner. Dishes it off over here to Buffington just into the ball game. He turns the ball over. Vogel with a behind-the-back pass to Tegan, who gets the easy two. What an outstanding half-court behind-the-back pass by Vogel. Tegan gets the shot to drop, and it is 15-2. Toppers on top. Vogel playing defense now against Sylvester. Sylvester with the ball over to Buffington. It's knocked out of bounds by Blaze Helton, the 6'1 sophomore. Helton doing a good job. Now Malloy's going to come into the ball game, and also coming into the ball game for the Toppers is Bryce Connor, a 5'10 junior. Helton and Tegan will have a seat. Back the other way, shots up and no good by Sylvester. Toppers come away with it. Vogel has the ball over to Christian on the wing. In to Malloy, back out top. Shots up by Bryce Connor. It won't go. Back the other way with a minute 30 to go come the Bulldogs. Sylvester with the ball over on the left wing. Up top he'll go to Goss. Goss goes inside if you trail. He'll spin. He'll shoot. It won't go. Christian comes away with the rebound. Back the other way go the Toppers. Christian's going to go right down the lane and kick it out in the wing to Connor. Connor goes back up top, giving it off to Matouche. Matouche's going to drive through two off the glass, and good. Gavin Matouche with his eighth point of the game. That a nice driving layup there as he just simply slipped through the defense. There was a bit of a double team. Didn't stop him from getting his eighth point. Makes it 17-2 in favor of Hillsboro. Now a pass intended for Best inside. Leads him too far. Goes out of bounds. Fifth turnover of the game for the Bulldogs. Inside the final minute of the first quarter we go. Malloy will inbound to Vogel. Vogel will pick it up and bring it down on the dribble. Gives it off to Christian over here on the right wing. Back it comes up top to Vogel. Vogel holds the ball, surveys the situation. Gives it back to Christian. Christian now taking his time against the 1-2-2 zone. Back to Vogel. They're being very patient. Malloy setting at the high post. Matouche working the baseline. Vogel thought about a three-pointer. That was from the corner of the attack line for the volleyball court. A little bit too far out, so he thinks better of it. Gives it off to Matouche, who gives the ball back up to Vogel. Now to Christian, 17-2. Perhaps Topper's going to wait for the final shot of the first quarter. Down to 15 seconds we go. Long pass by Matouche out to Vogel. Now to 10 seconds. Time to get the offense going. Christian to Vogel to Malloy. Malloy in the corner to Connor. Connor baseline will not go. Sylvester with the rebound. 3-2-1 off the back of the rim it goes, and the first quarter is in the books. Hillsboro with a commanding 17-2 lead over the Staunton Bulldogs. Back with the second quarter after these messages on WSMI. Reminder, tomorrow we have Spotlight on Sports coming your way at 7:30 on WSMI FM 106. WSMI Sports Saturday comes your way at 9:03 on WSMI FM 106.1. And boys high school basketball going to come your way tomorrow afternoon. North Mac at Southwestern. Live broadcast starting at about 4:30 on WSMI 106.1 and on WSMIRadio.com. Sylvester with the ball on the dribble. He'll go up between the circles, goes between his legs, dishes it off to Sternick. Over on the wing it goes to Goss, and he gets bottom of the net. Frank Goss, the big guy, comes up with his first points of the game. Give him a tray. Make it 17-5. Connor with the ball in the corner goes back up top to Tegan. Tegan back down to Connor, who went up top, and he'll kick the ball back over to Tegan. Now it goes to Malloy. Malloy back into the corner. It'll go to Addison Pollard just in the game, the 5'9 sophomore. Back up top to Connor. He thought about a shot. Now he'll go to Pollard. Pollard with a shot fake. Gets the ball inside to Helton. His shot won't go, but he'll get the rebound, kick it back out to Tekin, and Tekin gets bottom of the net. A three-pointer from the left side for Jace Tekin gives him 5 points, makes it 20-5, a 15-point lead for the Toppers. Now Bess almost loses the ball, gets the ball off to Goss. Goss now looking inside, has the ball deflected and then stolen by Tekin. He'll go coast to coast, dish it off to Blaze Helton. Once again, the shot is nice, but the pass was even better as Tekin with an outstanding assist. The no-look pass finds Blaze Helton on the left side. Off the glass he goes, give Helton 4, makes it 22-5. Back the other way, Best with the ball. Best going to drive into the corner, goes off, gives it off inside to Futrell. Futrell back up outside to Goss, goes up for a 3. This one won't go. Tekin with the ball. Oh, nice lead pass once again as he finds Helton ahead of the crowd. Blaze gets his 6th point of the game. Tekin gets another outstanding assist. This team is really playing together, sharing the ball, looking out for each other, and that's one of the reasons why they have a 24-5 lead. Make it 24-8 as Frank Goss gets bottom of the net. His 2nd tray of the day. Into the corner it goes to Pollard. Pollard back out top to Connor. Connor looks inside as he'll get off to Helton. Back to Pollard. Layup is good. Bing, bang, bong. Pass in, pass out, pass down. Pollard gets his 1st 2 points of the game. 26-8. Toppers with the lead as they're getting ready to bring in 3 substitutes over on the bench. Toppers for the Bulldogs have a couple coming in as well. Sylvester up top to Goss for a 3. This one will not go. Connor comes away with a rebound. He'll bring it down on the dribble. Addison, a 5'9 sophomore, gets off to Tekin, goes inside to Helton. Oh, Helton with a reverse layup. As that time, he took the defender and went right around him, used the backboard for protection. The reverse layup gives Helton 6.25, 8 in the game. 28-8, it's a 20-point advantage for the orange and the black. Back up top, a long 3 hits glass but not the iron. Tekin comes away with it, going the other way. Malloy picked up that rebound. Tekin gives it back to Malloy. Now it goes off to Connor. Connor's going to pick it up, give it off inside to Helton. Going to be a foul called. With 4:38 to go here in the 2nd quarter, this is our 1st foul called in the game. Welcome back to Hillsboro High School, where the Toppers are pretty much having their way with the Bulldogs from Staunton tonight. 28-8 is the Topper lead with 4:38 to go till halftime. The white-clad Toppers, as I said, during their mask timeout, they spread out so they're each 6 feet apart out on the floor. Give them a chance to have a discussion with the coach, and it's a long-distance discussion, not really what you'd call a huddle, but nonetheless, they're probably not a whole lot you need to say to them tonight as they are playing quite well, thank you very much, and they lead here 28-8. Following the timeout, it'll be Topper ball. Christian will inbound underneath his own basket. He'll bring the ball into Helton. His reverse layup will not go, but there's Matush with the rebound. Matush off to Tekin. Tekin to the glass. It won't go. Matush with a putback, and it's good. Gavin Matush at 6'3 picks up his 10th point of the game as he put that rebound right back in. He was in the right place at the right time. Now Christian almost has a turnover, but it goes out of bounds. It'll still be Bulldog ball. Tekin tried for the steal. Best comes away with it. His shot comes up very sharp. Helton comes away with the rebound. Long pass to Vogel. Vogel now off to Christian. Off the glass, left side, and it's good. Will Christian becomes the 6th Topper to put points on the board, and it's 32-8. Now Vogel with that cross-court pass, he saw it coming, he anticipated. He gets the steal, he completes the deal, as Drake Vogel takes it length of the floor for his 7th point of the game. 34-8, Toppers with the lead, Bulldogs with the ball. Sylvester found an opening, but Vogel steals it away. That is turnover number 8 on SHS. Down it goes to Helton. He has his shot blocked, and as Best comes down with it, he's out of bounds. Futrell's going to have a seat for Staunton, as is Luke DeWitt. As this time it's going to be Braden Buffington, the freshman, into the ball game, as well as who's the other one come in? Grant Newhouse into the game for the first time. We'll have a foul on the play as they were scrambling for the ball, and it'll be a foul on, I believe this will go against the Bulldogs, Sam Best. Toppers will inbound. They'll get the ball in to Helton. His shot will not go, and coming up with the rebound is Grant Newhouse. Newhouse, a sophomore, with a nice rebound there. Back the other way, Sylvester with the ball between the circles. He'll dish it off to Goss. Goss gives it off to Best. Best thought about driving, then he decides to spin back, toss it outside. It'll go to Buffington over on the left side. Buffington drives the baseline. It goes out of bounds. It'll still be Staunton ball. 2:52 to go till half. 35-8 is the Topper lead. Bulldogs will inbound underneath their own basket. Sam Best to do the duties as he gets the ball from the referee and tosses it in to Sylvester. Sylvester drives baseline over on the right side. Nice pump fake, and then he gets a shot to go. So Caden Sylvester with his first 2 points of the ball game makes it 34-10. Skip pass over to Matush, a little too high for him, goes out of bounds. Second turnover of the game on the Toppers. Coach Vanzo trying to exhort his players, we don't need those kind of passes. Let's be a little bit more conservative, a little bit more sure of our passes. But let's keep up the defensive pressure. As Sylvester's going to drive and spin and go off the glass, and it's good. Don't look now, but Caden Sylvester's all of a sudden caught fire here in the second quarter. He's had a couple of good spinning moves from the baseline on the right side, give him 4 points. Off to Helton. Helton kicks it out to Vogel for three. Nope, comes up short. Fighting for the rebound, it is Matush. His shot won't go. He gets his own rebound. His putback is knocked out of bounds by the Bulldogs. Good defense there. And that was Grant Newhouse with the block. Newhouse will now have a seat as Futrell will re-enter the lineup for SHS. Christian to inbound to Teakin. Inside 2 minutes we go. Vogel with the ball. Place catch with Teakin out front. Now down the corner it goes to Christian. Back up top between the circles to Teakin. Off to Vogel. In to Helton. Helton looking inside. He's going to spin, drive, gets caught under the basket. Kicks it out to Teakin for three. Bottom of the net. If you don't like what you see, find a teammate. That's what he did there. Teakin makes his second three of the night. Three trays on the game for the Toppers. They lead 37-12. Best with the ball between the circles. Bounce pass to Futrell. Almost lost the handle, but he picks it up. Gives it back to Best. Head of the key for three. Nope, offline it was. Coming up with the rebound is Matush. Matush going to go to Vogel. Vogel going to go to the basket. It won't go. Helton with a rebound. Misses it. Helton with another rebound. Puts it up. It misses. Helton with a third one. This one goes out of bounds. Determination there by Blaze Helton as he simply kept trying to get that ball to go up, but it just kept coming up short, but he kept fighting for the rebound, and now the Toppers with a 25-point lead will inbound with 1:01 to go under their own basket. Christian will trigger it in. He'll get it out to Teakin all the way out between the circles. Christian now comes out, takes the position over on the right corner, gets the ball, gives it back to Teakin at the elbow. Teakin on the dribble, going to go over to the right side to Vogel. Vogel down in the corner. It goes to Christian. Long three, rattled around, didn't go down. Coming up with a rebound is Futrell, and on the play, foul going to be called on Blaze Helton, as he was a little late getting there. He'll pick up the foul. That's the first foul against the Toppers, and with 44 seconds to go, trailing by 25 points, the Bulldogs will bring the ball down the floor. Goss will come over to free throw line extended here on the left side. Over on the right side, setting up there is Braden Buffington. Inside a Futrell goes. Futrell is going to power up off the iron. No good. Nice rebound, however, by Buffington, and his shot will go. Braden Buffington, a freshman, gets his first 2 points of the ball game, makes it 37-14. Down to the final 20 seconds of the half we go. Tekin, oh, nice pass as he led Matush to the basket. So it's one thing to pass the ball into the post, but when you pass it to his open side so that he can simply spin and go straight to the basket, makes that shot a whole lot easier. And so Matush has come up with his 12th point of the game with 7 seconds to go here in the first half. Ball's knocked out of bounds by the Toppers. Coach Vanzo wants to play a little defense, but he'll put his hands on his hips. Inbounds pass is going to be deflected and stolen as Tekin is going to get the pass, get the shot to drop. Matush going to get the assist, and that's going to bring our first half to a conclusion. 41-14 Toppers over Bulldogs. As we take a break here at intermission, you're listening to WSMI. Jen Graham, our producer, back in the studio. She's been doing double duty tonight, taking care of both of our games of this high school doubleheader. Hope you enjoyed our first game of the evening, Lincolnwood at Nokomis. And at least we imagine that our Topper fans are enjoying this second game as the Toppers have a 41-14 lead. Speaking of double duty, our officials, Mark Trofancic, Steve Fouch, and Louis Lang, all three, they are doing double duty tonight as they call the JV game, and they're doubling over here in the varsity game, doing an excellent job, as usual. Toppers inbound the ball to start the second half. The ball goes out of bounds off of the Bulldogs. It'll be brought in to Vogel. Back up top it goes to Tekin. Tekin directs Christian down into the corner, and he'll reverse the ball back to Vogel. Now they'll try to go into Helton. Pass was deflected. Blaze gets hold of it as he tries to get the ball in to Matush. It goes to the floor, and Helton goes to the floor with Goss. And I'll tell you what, there's two strong young men going to the floor. Alternate possession will give the ball over to the Bulldogs, so that'll be turnover number three on HHS. In the first minute of play here in the third quarter, Vogel thought about going for a steal. Sylvester does have it deflected. Now it's Matush comes away with it. Off to Tekin, up off the glass. No good. Vogel's there to follow up. Always a good idea to follow the play, and that's what Vogel did. And as the ball came off the rim, he simply scooped it with one hand and put it right back in without coming to the floor. 43-14 is our score. Now the ball is stolen away by Christian. 10th turnover of the game. Back the other way, they find Vogel going to the basket as he gets the pass. He makes the shot, and he calls back and says, nice pass, Mr. Christian, for the assist. Vogel with 11 points. The Bulldogs need another timeout as they trail 45-14 here with 6:53 to go in the third quarter. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. You're listening to WSMI. As an old coach, there's one thing I really, really like to see, and that's when somebody is the recipient of an outstanding pass and they make an easy bucket. They point their finger back at the guy who gave them the pass as if to say, way to go, it was your hard work that got me the easy two. Good teamwork, and that's one thing that Coach Vanzo very pleased with his Toppers here thus far this year. Playing as a team, meshing quite well. Tekin with the ball off to Matush, now to Christian. They get it into the corner to Vogel. His baseline jumper, no good. Matush comes up with the rebound. Going to be a jump ball there as he's going to be tied up by Adam Overby, a 5'9 sophomore just in the ballgame. Overby was outweighed, but he wasn't out-hustled as he got hold of that ball and refused to let go. Alden possession gives the ball to the Toppers. Christian will inbound, getting the ball up to Helton, over to Tekin. His shot will not go. They'll fight for the rebound. Sylvester going to come away with it for SHS. The Bulldogs head the other way. They're headed to the north basket here in the second quarter, or second half, excuse me. As Sylvester going to give the ball off on the wing. Shots up and good. Adam Overby, who just had the good hustle on defense, just picks up the three-pointer there. His first points of the ball game makes it 45-17. Tekin with the ball between the circles. He'll pass it back and forth to Vogel. They'll look inside and pass it back as they'll split the difference, give the ball to Christian off in the corner. To Vogel for three. Nope, a little long, a little strong. Sylvester with the rebound. He'll go down. Doesn't have the numbers, but he's going to drive into the lane anyway. Stops and pops from 12. Got the shot blocked. Thought he was fouled. No foul called. Bounce pass to Tekin. Tekin, as he goes to the basket, is going to be pushed by Best. Best just kind of pushed him a little too far under the basket, so he couldn't get the shot. He'll pick up the foul. Will Sam Best, the 5'7 junior, I believe that's his second. Hillsboro will inbound. And it comes to Matush, to Tekin, back to Christian. Oh, that one rattled around, wouldn't go down, fighting for the rebound. Helton comes up with it. Helton gives the ball off to Vogel. Good hustle work in there for the offensive rebound. Now to Tekin over on the right wing. He'll look inside to Helton. Ooh, pass is deflected. There's that man, Overby, once again. He's come in playing some real good ball. Adam Overby, a 5'9 sophomore. Now it goes off to Goss. Goss with a little push, got away with it. Off to Sylvester. Sylvester going to drive the lane. Shot's going to be blocked. Nope. Going to say a foul going to be called. I believe this one will go against Vogel. And it will be Drake's first. Sending to the line, Caden Sylvester to shoot two. This is the first time tonight, with 5 minutes and 4 seconds to go in the third quarter, that we've had anybody attempt a free throw. It's up, but it's no good. Malloy coming into the ball game, as well as Pollard and Connor for the toppers. As Christian, Vogel, and Helton will have a seat. Sylvester with his second free throw. Eyes it, tries it, and buys it. So that's our first made free throw at the 5 minute mark here of the third quarter. Whoa! Pass goes out of bounds as Malloy was cutting to the basket, and Tekin thought he was going to stay out there. Turnover number 5 takes us inside the 5 minute mark. So it'll be a mask timeout, as they say. They take a timeout, we'll take one as well. You're listening to WSMI. Well, after getting outscored 17-2 in the first quarter and 24-12 in the second quarter, here in the first 3 minutes of the third quarter, the Bulldogs and the Toppers, they're tied as each one has scored 4 points. The Bulldogs with a three-pointer from Adam Overby and a free throw from Caden Sylvester. Drake Vogel with 2 buckets for the Toppers. And so it's 4-4 in the third quarter. But the lead remains 27-45-18 in favor of the Toppers. Following the timeout, Sylvester will come over here in front of the stage and inbound the ball to Sam Best. Best brings it across on a dribble. Adam Overby is in the corner. He gets the ball. He'll look up top, go to Sylvester. Sylvester wanted to drive, that he's going to be shut down there by Pollard. Now it goes off to Goss for a three-pointer. It won't go. Matush comes away with the rebound. Big guy used his strength there. Now an errant pass. There's Overby with a steal to the hole, and it's good. Overby with a left-hand layup gives him 5 points in the game, and he really anticipated Tekin's pass that time. Now into the corner it goes to Pollard. Pollard out to Tekin. Tekin swings it down to Matush. Matush is stopped on the baseline, so he'll pull it back out. Gives it off to Malloy at the free throw line. Back to Tekin. Thought about a three. Still gives to Malloy. Back the other way. Backdoor cut by Pollard. Maybe a little too cute with that pass, but Pollard maintains possession. Chases the ball down at midcourt. Now there's Goss to steal it away. Turnover number 7. That's the 5th one here in the third quarter for the Toppers. Best for 3. Will not go. Oh, up with a rebound. Sylvester with a good putback on the right side. As Caden Sylvester with his 3rd point in the quarter, his 7th point in the game. And again, the Toppers a little bit lackadaisical with their passing. And, of course, some of that may be because of the big lead. But nonetheless, Coach Vanzo wants them to stay focused on each possession, and he's letting them know that now. Matush will have a seat as Bryce Connor will replace him in the Topper lineup. 45-23, 3-3-3 shown on the third quarter clock. Overby with the ball. The sophomore gives it off on the wing to Luke DeWitt. Ooh, ball almost goes over the midcourt line. They save it, but give it right to the Toppers. Shots up, no good. Helton with the rebound, gives it off to Malloy. Malloy over the rim, and good. Ian Malloy with his 1st points of the game. So the Toppers are able to convert on that turnover and get 2 points out of it. They now lead by 25 as we hit the three-minute mark of the third quarter. Goss to Futrell. Futrell trying to go inside against Malloy. That's not going to work. Back outside to Goss. His shot won't go. It's going to be tipped out. Futrell does a good job chasing it down. Tries to get the pass inside. It's kicked right back into his lap. He'll regain it. Kick it over on the wing to Luke DeWitt. DeWitt says, let's start, set things up with 2:40 to go here in the third quarter. He'll give to Goss. Now over to Overby on the right wing. Overby up top to Goss for three. Nope, this rolls around and won't go down. Malloy comes up with a big rebound. Gives it off to Tegan. Tegan into the corner. Gives it off to Connor. Connor's three-pointer comes up short. Coming up with a rebound is Luke DeWitt. DeWitt heads back the other way. 2-2-2 on the third quarter clock now. Sylvester gives it off to Futrell. He wasn't ready for it, but he caught it just in time. Turns, shoots, scores. All's well that ends well. Jacob Futrell with his fourth point of the night. 47-24. Back the other way, it is Matush going inside with the ball. It won't go. Excuse me, Helton on the drive. Helton misses the shot, gets the rebound, kicks it over on the other side to Pollard. Pollard back to Helton. Helton tries to go baseline. It's going to be kicked out of bounds by Goss. Christian comes into the Topper lineup, replacing Tegan. Best and Grant Newhouse replace Sylvester and Goss in the Bulldog lineup as the Toppers inbound under their own basket with 1:55 to go here in the third. Pass comes in to Connor. Bryce, 5'10 junior, gets the ball off to Helton. Helton going to go down the lane, finds traffic, gives to Malloy. Shoots from 10, off the iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Oh, looked like a jump ball. They said, let them play on. They do. And it is Connor who comes up with the rebound. As he falls to the floor, he gets it off to Christian. Christian, reverse layup, and it's good. Will Christian stayed with that one. Looked like he might be going to lose control of the ball a couple of times, but he maintained, went under the basket. His right-hand reverse layup gives Christian 4 points on the night, 49-24. Back the other way. Best shot will not go. Futrell fighting for the rebound has it knocked out of his hands. It'll still be Bulldog ball. Brady Gillen into the ball game as he will replace Adam Overby. Gillen, a freshman. As the Bulldogs will inbound, they'll get it into Futrell. Oh, there's Malloy with some good quick hands making the steal. Turnover number 11 on SHS. Back the other way. Christian coming on a speed dribble off to Connor. Connor goes inside to Helton. Helton goes reverse layup. Up and good, and he'll go to the line as he got the bucket. He got the bruise. This foul is going to go against Grant Newhouse. And Blaze Helton will get the bucket. Have the chance to complete the old-fashioned three-point play as he eyes it and he tries it. Can't buy it as it rattles around, won't go down. Newhouse comes up with the rebound, so that was the first free throw of the night for the Toppers, and they missed it. Bulldogs are 1-for-2 from the charity stripe this evening. On the dribble is Brady Gillen. Shots up and comes up short. Here comes Helton with the rebound. He wants to go coast to coast and dish it off to Christian. And it's good. Helton did all the work, got the rebound, dribbled 80 feet, and then dumped it off to Christian, who got the easy two. Give Christian 6 points. Give Helton another outstanding assist for the Toppers. Now back the other way. It's Gillen. Gillen goes up with a shot. It'll roll around. It'll finally go down. For Brady Gillen, the freshman, he gets his first 2 points of the ball game. That'll make it 53-26 as we go to the final 15 seconds of the third quarter. Over on the wing, it goes to Connor. Bryce gets the ball back up to Christian. Will Christian on the dribble with 7 seconds. Off to Connor it goes into the corner. They look inside. Back up top for Christian. He's got the hot hand. Bottom of the net. Will Christian on cue gets his 7th point of the quarter, his 9th point in the game. Makes it 56-26, Toppers by 30 as we head to the fourth quarter. And you're listening to WSMI. Start of the fourth quarter, Bulldogs get the ball. They'll take it inside, miss the shot. Goss with a rebound. His put back is no good. Toppers bring it back the other way. As Vogel tried a little scoot pass, Goss got in, got a hand on that one and knocked it out of bounds. It'll be Topper ball. They lead by 30. As we have a running clock here in the fourth quarter. 56-26, inbound pass comes to Malloy. Now to Christian. He'll drive baseline, tries to dump it off to Malloy in traffic. Malloy kicks it back out to him, now off to Tekin. Tekin's going to drive down the lane. He'll lose control. He'll go over to SHS, turnover number 10 on the Toppers. As Best brings the ball down on the dribble, over to Goss on the right wing. He'll try to go inside to Futrell. Futrell with a turnaround jumper on the baseline. Will not go. Christian flying for that rebound. Now, as he comes down the floor, he loses the ball as Best steals it away. Pump fake off the glass and good. Sam Best with his first 2 points of the game. Nice play there at midcourt as he anticipated. Got hold of that ball and went into the lane. Got the 2 points. Makes it 56-28. So the Toppers have the Bulldogs doubled right now, and as Christian tries to go into the lane, he's going to be tied up there. Guess who? Adam Overby once again. I'll tell you what, this 5'9 sophomore, not the biggest guy on the floor by far, but I'll tell you, he's got the biggest heart as far as what I've been seeing here lately, as he is hustling all over the place, really working on the defense, working on his passing game. Now Matush in the corner for three, comes up short. Best comes up with a rebound. He's going down floor on the right side. Is he going to go to the hole? Yes, he is. He'll go in, drive, shot, won't go. Vogel comes up with the rebound. He'll go helter-skelter the other way. It's a horse race developing out here to Tekin. Baseline jumper. It's good for three as Jace Tekin gets bottom of the net for the third time tonight. Give him 13 points. Make it 59-28, a 31-point lead for the Toppers. They look to go 4-0 on the season. Looking forward to the next matchup, which will be against Payne, I believe, next Monday. In any event, tonight, things pretty much been going Toppers' way. Vogel with the ball over on the wing. He'll spin, drive down to the corner, and then kick it back out to Matush. Matush on the dribble goes down in the corner to Tekin. Tekin looks to return the ball to Matush. He'll spin in the lane and kick it up top to Christian. Quickly, he'll pass it across to Vogel, who'll stop and pop from 15. It won't go. Goss comes up with the rebound. He'll give it up to Futrell. Futrell says, I don't want to be dribbling that ball down the floor. So he waits for Best to clear and gives it to Sam. Sam brings the ball down the floor as we go inside 5 minutes. Overweave with the ball on the wing to Futrell down on the baseline. Futrell looking for a cutter. Instead, he'll go to Best up top. And the shot off on Goss, and it's bottom of the net. Frank Goss with his third three of the game gives him 9 points and makes it 59-31. Timeout on the floor by the Toppers as they lead this one 59-31. 59-31, Toppers with the lead. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to WSMI. I believe that was a regular timeout that was called because it wasn't a dead ball. That's what you're supposed to have in order to get a mask timeout. In any event, 4:40 showing on the fourth quarter clock. The clock is stopped because of the timeout. Once we start play, they'll have a running clock once again. Bulldogs break the huddle. The Toppers will get the ball at the other end of the floor. They're coming from north to south, or right to left as we look down on the floor. Ball comes in to Vogel. Vogel let it roll. Clock doesn't start till he touches it. Now it's a running clock. Vogel looking to Connor. Skip pass. Oh, Sylvester with a nice deflection. And then the ball goes out of bounds. Going to be last touched by Pollard. So that'll be the 12th turnover of the game on the Toppers. They had only two in the first half. They have committed 10 here in the second half. Best with the ball over on the right wing. Tries to go inside, and Matush comes away with a steal. So each team with a dozen turnovers here in the ball game. As Vogel is going to drive baseline, kick it off to Connor. His shot comes up short. Malloy chases it down. The big guy went all the way out near midcourt to chase down that rebound. Gives it off to Connor. Now it goes off to Matush. Matush back to Connor. Bryce has the ball. Swings it over. Back up top, it'll go to Vogel. Now they'll play catch around the perimeter into Matush. Left-hand layup, no good. Malloy got the rebound, deflected it. Matush comes away with it. He's looking for somebody to pass the ball to. Instead, he'll give it off to Malloy inside. Malloy's shot will not go. Fighting for the rebound. There's Overby. All 5'9 of him coming up with that rebound. Kicks it off to Sylvester. Sylvester goes to the hole, let right side, and it's good. Caden Sylvester with 2 points gives him 9. He's tied for the team leadership with Goss, who has 3 threes. Malloy with the ball goes into the corner, giving it off there to Addison Pollard. Pollard driving the baseline, going to be a jump ball call. The arrow is going to favor Staunton. Christian will come back into the ball game as Vogel will have a break. And it looks like DeWitt will re-enter the lineup. Overby going to get a well-deserved rest for the Bulldogs. 2:45 to go and counting. Now down to 2:40. 59-33 is the topper lead. Sylvester with the ball on the left wing. He'll dribble back up to the top, give off to Goss. Goss back to Sylvester. He'll stop at the free throw line. Kicks out to Goss. Thought about a three. Instead, he'll go into the corner, giving it off. And now stolen away, and Christian goes length of the floor and gets 2. Christian in double figures with 11 points as he picked that one off and went straight to the basket. Back the other way, Goss looking for cutters going through the middle as we're down to the 2-minute mark. Off it goes to DeWitt. DeWitt to Futrell. Back over to Best. Best drives up between the circles, lost control, then picks the ball up. Gives it off to Sylvester. Sylvester, as we go inside 2 minutes, looking for somebody cutting through the middle. Nobody there. Gives to Goss, who will go for 3. Bottom of the net. Frank Goss, the big guy, has come up with some big basket. He has 4 of them, all of them from three-point land. Give him 12 points. Makes a 61-36, 25-point lead as we hit the 100-second mark. Now Sylvester takes a lazy pass and goes coast-to-coast, and he'll get 2 more points. Sylvester with his 11th point as he is in double figures as well. He with 11, Goss with 12, leading the way for the Bulldogs of Staunton. But it's been too little too late this evening. Off to Christian. Christian tries to force it into Matush. He has his shot blocked. He'll get his own rebound. He'll go out in the corner. And a double team. Can't get rid of it. Throws it off the leg, and out of bounds it goes. Toppers will inbound. So it'll be Teakin giving the ball off to Connor. Connor back to Teakin. Excuse me, that's Matush. Matush now to Malloy. Malloy spins to the basket. Shot won't go up. Matush with the rebound. It's up, and it's good. Gavin Matush with his 14th point of the ballgame with 30 seconds to go. Makes it 63-38. Best bringing the ball down the floor. Gives it over on the wing to Sylvester. Sylvester will swing it back up on the dribble. Wanted to give it off to Goss. Now he does. He'll fire a 3 off the iron. No good. And it is Matush coming up with the rebound. Off to Connor. Bryce has the ball down in the corner as he'll give it off there to Pollard. Pollard tried to find Malloy inside. Ball is deflected. Going to be last touched, I believe, by the Toppers. So it'll be Bulldog ball. The clock is going to run out, and our final score is going to be 63-38 in favor of the Hillsboro Hilltoppers over the Staunton Bulldogs tonight. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll recap this exciting basketball that you've been listening to on WSMI. Welcome back to Hillsboro High School, where this crowd has pretty much been exiting now. A few of them waiting around, of course, to give their athletes a ride home. It is a 63-38 victory for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers over the Staunton Bulldogs here tonight. As we take a look at the scoring, first of all, for the Staunton Bulldogs, they had Frank Goss leading the way with 12 points, those coming on 4 threes, also in double figures, Caden Sylvester, as he had 11 points. Then it was 5 points for Adam Overby off the bench, 4 points for Jacob Futrell, and 2 points each for Brady Gillen, Braden Buffington, and Sam Best. Quarters of 2, 12, 12, and 12. 1 for 2 from the free throw line were the Bulldogs tonight. They committed 13 turnovers, 8 of those in the first half, only 5 in the second half, so that was an improvement. But the Bulldogs see their overall season record drop to 0-3 on the season. For the victorious Hillsboro Hilltoppers, they were led tonight by Gavin Matush, who had 14 points, 13 points for Jace Teakin, Tegan dropping in three threes on the night and finishing with 13. Also in double figures, Will Chamberlain with 11. Drake Vogel with 11, and Blaze Helton with 10. So you had five players for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, all five of the starters in double figures tonight, as it was Matush with 14, Tekin with 13, 11 points each for Christian and Vogel, and 10 points for Blaze Helton. 2 points off the bench for Addison Pollard, and 2 points off the bench for Ian Malloy. Quarters of 17, 24, 15, and 7. The Toppers only shot one free throw tonight. They missed that one, but otherwise they played an outstanding game. A lot of very good assists and some good team ball being played by the Toppers this evening and thus far this season. With the win, Hillsboro moves on to 4-0 on the season. They will play Pena on Monday night. Well, that's going to about do it from here at Hillsboro High School. We want to take this opportunity to thank all of the fine folks here at Hillsboro High School. They make us feel so welcome every time we come here. And, of course, we want to thank all of our sponsors for making these high school broadcasts possible. Without them, you wouldn't be hearing high school sports on WSMI. And, of course, thank you to you fans for listening in. Special thanks goes back to the studio to Jen Graham for producing not one, but two games tonight. One final time, our final score here at Hillsboro High School. Hillsboro, 63, Staunton, 38. Gary Volker saying so long from the hard court.